This is Dean on the line in Cairns. Hello, Dean.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Good, thanks. Dean, what are you saying today?
Okay, John, just a couple of weeks ago, I'm sure you remember, I raised the issue around the Sydney H. Turner building. We had people
camping
there and living there.
Yep.
Okay, so that was sorted out thanks to 4CA and Danny Beatros and whoever's concerned. They're all gone. It's all cordoned off. John, about 50 to 60 metres away, there's another campsite. I have no doubt some of those people would have moved there. But, John, in between the end of Hartley Street and the end of Little Spence Street, there's a pathway, a drive through. Sorry, you can drive through it, right beside the river there, along Fernley Street.
Okay.
That was previously identified by myself when there was a chair hanging on the side of the river, electric chair and furniture, which was just about to be floating into our rivers, and the council did actually remove that day. I had a look and it was gone.
Yeah.
But probably about 15 metres away, there was also a few tents there at that stage, but nothing was done. I did go into the council and speak to them about it, and they said it's in hand. John, it's now out of hand. There's about, I'd say, 20 people living there now.
Hell.
There's two vicious dogs, and there's a litter of three. And no doubt the dogs would be the older dogs would be protecting the young ones. John, you can't walk through there. We were attacked.
Hell.
The other day. I didn't realise there's so many people there. And there's cars there. It's all set up, John, for another commune. Now it's impossible. You can't drive. It's a drive through, so people were driving through there, but now you can't. So it's all blocked off now. John, once again, the council, as they go out of their offices there, they go past the Sydney H. Turner.
Yeah.
And then they go through the roundabout there. And then just on the left-hand side, you can't miss it, John. And nothing's been done about it. And this has been going on now for, the people have lived there for about 2 months.
Yeah.
But the big congregation there now has it's been there for about, or since they left Sydney H. Turner, it's just got out of hand. It probably goes for about 40 metres, these humpies.
Hell.
And we walk past her at night time, John, with our dog, and there's abuse, screaming, fighting, usual stuff. The river there, if you look over, there's just paper, toilet paper, rubbish.
No.
It's right on the side of the road there, John. You can see it quite easily. And with hundreds of council vehicles driving past, I can't see why nothing's been done about this. I mean, but the dogs, John, they're going to actually bite someone if they haven't already.
Yeah.
So someone unknowingly walking down the end of Little Spence Street Hartley would be attacked.
I've got all this down. This is really, really critical. You know, that savage dogs is part of it. The toilet paper roll. Imagine the health risk that's represented by all of that. Plus the confrontations. Yeah. Perfectly law-abiding people have to endure the foul language. There'll probably be F and White C's launched at you, and these things they have to cop all the time. We shouldn't have to cop.
Oh, John. Absolutely. I mean, there's trolleys from Bunnings, trolleys from everywhere, all at the end of the street. They use them just to they go across again the road to Rosie's. I mean, they're probably walking another 20 metres from where they were walking from Sydney H. Turner. I don't know if it's the same group or not, but there's no boat there this time, so probably there's new people moved in. And once word gets around, and there's, John, there's from Rosie's to there, there's just a river of litter they're open. And, it goes now walkways. It's terrible for the city. And once again, you've got the new building in the old Bunnings there. which no doubt delegates will be looking at, etc., and seeing all this happening. John, you can see it from there, and the council can see it there. And why isn't anything done?
I know. And you just made the point, it's terrible for our city. We as residents need to take more pride in our city.
Yes.
But once again, we have situation where there isn't enough urgency about these matters. Look, the other day when you rang through, to his credit, the Deputy Mayor went over to sort the matter out at Sydney H. Turner. Unfortunately, they sued the dog onto him, apparently nearly bit him on the bum, but he got back to his car. But at least he went over there to sort the matter out, and after that it was sorted out. Do you mind if I send this tape through to Terry James, to the Deputy Mayor, and say, listen, we got matters here again, Dean's given us this information, and see how we go? Is that all right with you?
Oh, John, absolutely. And look, we walk through the council at night time, you know, through the back way there where it's just open road and et cetera. And there's about 20 dog vehicles there, pictures of council vehicles with dogs, you know, the dog squad, so to speak. And John, there's about 20 of them. There's only five dogs here. There's three pups and two other dogs that you can see quite visibly from the road.
Okay.
We wouldn't dare go up there and confront them, confront them, but walk through, because you can't. All their houses or their temporary accommodations all tied onto the trees, et cetera, and along the towards the back of ARC's fence as well. But yes, John, please, that would be appreciated. There's dogs there. Irrespective of they're registered or not, they're vicious, John, and something should be done about it. I've given up contacting the council. They just don't do anything.
We'll see.
The matter's in hand, so hence my phone call to you.
No, I'm really pleased you've done this, Dean. We need an army of deans. We all have to stand up and take pride in our city and do whatever it takes to get it restored to some sort of decent level of law and order. Dean, you're to be congratulated. I'll see how I go. Stay in touch, if you can, with what's going on here. And hopefully, if you see some activity in the next day or two, let us know what's going on.
Most certainly. Thank you, John. I appreciate your time.
Good on you, Dean. He's a caring community member.